standards for hosting a tree. There are two standards when you're doing the house. Unless you're Doris today. Most of them have one standard in the house and one standard in the street. There are Moshe Rice, when he's talking about other Bechus, which is usually Bechus in the house. It's usually Bechus in the house, and only through Sakas, which is the status of Nida. Also, Kolisha. Kolisha, by Nida. The participative of the sub, he's not sure. In my opinion, he's ground to the Negev, or Rabbi Yosef is Negev. Of Kaima, etc., this Akkad is also ground to the Negev. Yeah, that's your Dora today. Most of them have one dinner in the house, one dinner in the street. There are Moshe Rice, when he's talking about other Bechus, which is usually Bechus in the house. It's usually Bechus in the house, it's only through Sakas, which he is the status of Nida. Also, Kolisha. Kolisha, by Nida. The participative is a sub, he's not sure. In my opinion, he's ground to the Negev, or Rabbi Yosef is Negev. Of Kaima, etc., this Akkad is also ground to the Negev. Yeah. You have to be careful about food. She's not supposed to prepare food and put it directly in front of you because of any poskim. She shouldn't pour your drinks. Mishola, not nor should you pour her drinks. Come by Kiddush. We do by Kiddush, the whole discussion of Kiddush. So one of two things. I think it's like this. If the only the husband and wife by themselves and they just got married, he should make Kiddush. He's finished, put the Kiddush cup down, pass it to her. That would be the shotgun coat. He puts it down, she drinks it, that's no problem. If there's more than one person in the house, then what is this going on over here? That's takar. Then you pour out two cups, one for the wife and one for the guest. Ain't greater. You can ask which one is to whom. Just put the two cups down on the serving plate, and then they pass it around, whatever, however they pass it around. You're not being the shagging close to the wife. You're just putting the cups down, if you pass it around, that's also permissible. Figure a way out. And I want to say once again that the person should be very careful over here because tznius is important and kvod ishto is important. Very important. I mean, then a person, the case where a person is says something or does something, it becomes clear to those around. It's not so clear. But the wife is so paranoid, thinks it became clear by some gesture or action that they, oh, now we know that it even. It caused very serious repercussions. So be sensitive to it. On the other hand, the hafkafas themselves are absolutely mandatory. I once had a shayla, I remember it was the Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was the night before Slichas, Erev Rosh Hashanah, I think last year. Talmud of mine called me up. He must call me right now. I can't wait. What is it? Running up to Slichas or whatever? What was it? I forgot. Something up that time of the year. His wife can't take the hafkafas. Can't take it. Put her on the phone. It's not a girl who can't take it. Why can't you take it? Well, the reason she can't take it is because he can take it. Because he can't take it because she can't take it. He says, my husband, he's in control. He's in control, you know. It's 12 days, not only can there be no beer, you can't touch him. Finished, he's in control. And she can't take this separation of any physical contact for 12 days. We talk. They try to squeeze a kind of cool out of me. They're trying. I got to know it. So, I felt it was very sensitive. They just say, no, hang up the phone. You have to give as much time as necessary to explain that you, yes, you understand, you realize, Baruch Hashem, how she feels this way. So it's a spin on it, right? Baruch Hashem, how she feels attached to her husband. But at the same time, we mentioned it a long time ago, familiarity breeds contempt and applies not only to beer, but even applies to that chakras. They're afraid it'll lead to some avera, and they're afraid. Yes.
You showed her earlier quote that one wife is the kind of observant that obviously you have a divorce. Now, one wife is lax on that chakras, what stands to you say? And equivalently to this, they're going to divorce or not.
Now, a husband is not supposed to sit on his wife's bed during these 12 days, nor may they have beds which touch each other. Alright, have a home, they can have one bed. I mean, that's really a problem for us. They can't have beds should not touch, even the headboards, if you care of the headboards, if it's common headboards, that's the nicest. It also really shouldn't be done. It should be two headboards. What? How much difference between the two beds? Siddur Shasharim say an amma, 2 feet. I would say maybe you would make that. Amil, you said? She Amil. In my opinion, the answer is follows. There should be distance, great enough that the bedspread shouldn't touch each other. The bedspread on the bed goes down, let's go straight back down, it goes out a little bit. And then her side goes out a little bit. It should be far enough away, it shouldn't touch. How far is that? And the bedspread, 6 inches, I don't know, maybe, I don't know how it's done, how it's done. She should not make his bed when he's there. That's another thing. These are prohibitions which are found in Shulchan Aruch, and there's plenty to discuss in terms of the details of this din, which I don't want to go into because it's Anad of itself. There's a whole book written by the Aruch HaKadosh. It's called Suga Bashoshana. Beautiful favorite written by one of the Bells of Zion. Very nice. All about the Aruch HaKadosh. It's in the Kuf Tzadi Hei in Shulchan Aruch. Suffice to say, it's a very tricky part of the Sefer. And if you study very carefully, and don't be too machmir over here. How do you talk to your wife in the Sefer? That's probably the most important thing of all. Some complain, he doesn't talk to me. He says, as I'm inciting the craving, he's talking to me, one leads to another, to another, to another, we lead to an Avera, Chaz Shalom. Chazal say Fakir. Chazal say a woman when she needs B'chuyiv to put on Tafshidim, she looks at Sgan Al-Vayla. I mean, she has to look pretty when she needs also. And to spare her of a Gula Shabbat is permissible. Not permissible. It's required. You shouldn't think that he doesn't look at me for 12 days. No, yeah, that's a hyper. You also look at her and talk to her nicely and be attracted, by definition, be attracted to her. And yet, it's something you can't say, something you can't do. So you get married with Hashem, you'll find out exactly where the line has to be drawn. But if you have a question where it should be drawn, I'm going to be machmir, Every chumrah brings to a kula. And especially over here, you'll be machmir, ben ala mokham, be mekel, ben ala chavera. Be very careful. All these zoher ish, odom mikvod ishto. Shemitov shedim asa mitzuya ona asa krova. The women cry more quickly than men, and therefore if you say something which is wrong, chas v'shalom yom ha'isav o'nah z'lorin. Now this is parshat, no? Yes. O'nah z'lorin. There it is. We'll talk about the parshat, don't we? So last few parshat called by the Nisa Nidah. Now we're balancing as well. O'nah z'lorin. O'nah z'lorin is a very serious thing. It's a daraisa. The Nisa daraisa of o'nah z'lorin. How do you speak? It's so critical. Watch your words. You say one wrong word, chas v'chalilu. And it causes terrible problems. Terrible problem. He's so careful about Al Noah's Ishtar. And I'll tell you a secret, that a woman who, when she's in the status of Nida, she's very often even more vulnerable emotionally than otherwise. Especially what they call it, watch out for the PMS. Watch out for that. Another tricky stuff. That doesn't just kill you, isn't that the same PMS defense? But women, the PMS is a reality. It's a reality. And compound that with the impending separation that she feels, which is a shomer simple marriage mishpacha, and adds an extra dimension, which the goyim don't have, the PMS. Very sensitive time. Be very, very careful. Really. You always have to be careful. But you have to be extremely careful. The key is, once in a while they slip up. They just said something, whoop, whoop, and they say, whoa, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. And they hope that they'll survive it, but you know, they sort of look the other way. Very important. It's no less important than the brother of the little people. Let's stop here. Let's next week at the grand finale. We'll see you. But then, the halacha of tefillah.